In keeping with our twofold approach to the Internet Advisor with Gary Baker and myself, Foster Brown, our focus has been on helping you as an individual enjoy your experience online and helping you solve problems. And Ed Rudell and Kel Carson will be focusing on that in the second hour in particular. But right now we're focusing on the other aspect of our program, which is to support and promote businesses that are being developed in our state of Michigan, and particularly tech businesses. And with us to do that has been in studio Tom Kelly. He's the COO and Director of Entrepreneurship for Automation Alley. And joining us right now on our phones is Sandra Cochran. I hope I've got the last name pronounced correctly, Sandra. Did I get that?
You did. That's perfect.
Thank you very much. You are the Technology Business Consultant with the Michigan Small Business Development Center at Grand Valley State University on the southwest side of our fair state. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm happy to be part of the show.
Now, we've been talking with Tom here, apparently somebody that you're familiar with, Tom Kelly here from Automation Alley.
Yes, I am. Hi, Tom.
Oh, great to see you, Sandra. Or I guess I can't see you.
Imagine. Just put on
I'm imagining, yes.
Okay.
We've been talking with him about the focus that Automation Alley has on this side of the state of developing businesses and also bringing businesses in, enabling the employees, et cetera. What are the kind of things that you focus on the southwest side of the state of Michigan?
Well, here on the southwest side, you know, I'm part of the statewide SBDC organization, and so we do work with companies all over the state of Michigan. I am based here on the west side, and I do have a lot of clients that I work with, and so I'm pretty familiar with some of the things that are happening over here. You know, there's just a lot of exciting things going on. We're a little bit quiet over here, I think, sometimes, don't toot our own horn very much. But there's still a lot of really neat and exciting things.
Well, see, we want you to toot your horn today. That's why we have you here.
I would love to. So do you want to hear about some of the exciting companies?
Yes, I would. I'd like to hear. We talked about some of the exciting companies with Tom. What are things that are being developed on the southwest side of the state?
Well, here on the southwest side, especially the southwest side, we're very strong on the sciences, the biological sciences,
right.
Chemical sciences, and things like that. So we have a couple exciting companies that I'm thrilled to know about. One is named Origins. They are a company that developed out of some scientists that came out of the Pfizer downsizing back in 2003.
Right.
And so they've been working for, you know, well over 10 years on some pretty exciting infectious disease treatments, antifungal kind of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, back in February, they have signed a really major licensing deal with Merck. And
wow.
they can't disclose the, you know, the size of that deal and what it means to them financially.
Right.
But for a small company from Southwest Michigan to be able to do a licensing deal with a giant like Merck, that was incredibly impactful for them, and they are really well on their way to succeeding.
Wow.
Very proud of them.
Yeah, huge. Yeah, biosciences is big. I guess because of, you know, it kind of naturally grows out of the companies that were birthed and grew there in the southwest part of Michigan.
It does. We have several that are along those lines. Another one, I'm trying to think of another one that we have that's more along the life sciences side. So we have like Tolera Therapeutics, which was a company that was invested in by some angels here on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
And Tolera Therapeutics is developing therapies and technologies to help doctors and patients find safer solutions for immune modulation, which I don't want to get into exactly
what
that means.
Extremely important.
Yeah, it's to help them work on their immune system and patients that have compromised immune systems, you know, to work with their medical needs. Tetra Discovery Partners is in Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo. So it's interesting. They're in two different locations. They have two parts of their business.
Now, Sandra,
go ahead.
I was going to say, manufacturing has also been a big part of what's going on within the southwest part of the state for a long time as well, different kinds of manufacturing.
It is, yes. So there's different kinds of manufacturing. One that's kind of new and exciting, a company that's been around for a little while that's making some really nice progress. Got to find my list. It's called Alcentis. And so Alcentis is based in Holland, and they are working with touchscreen displays. And so they have a technology that would allow the touchscreen to work even in really adverse conditions like cold or even through water. Like sometimes touch screens don't work if they're wet.
Right,
but
right.
Their technology would allow that to happen. And so they've been making a lot of progress lately, and very pleased with what they've
done. That's exciting. Cal, you had something?
Yeah. Yes, Sandra. Over here on the East Coast, we've got, you know, a new revived downtown Detroit that's going on. We've got Automation Alley that's going on over here and that sort of thing. On the West Coast, you've got your old standards. You've got your Steelcase. You've got your Kellogg. You got your Amway going on over there. What's over on the West Coast that would make me want to bring my high-tech organization that way? What's going to attract the younger folks that's going to want to go over there?
Head west, young man?
Yeah, other than, you know, the fact that you got a beautiful coastline.
Well, you know, it's a different vibe over here. It is a little bit more laid back. It's maybe not as dynamic sometimes, but I would argue that downtown Grand Rapids has a lot to offer, and there's a lot of active companies down there. A great entrepreneurial ecosystem happening down there with, you've got, Start Garden and the Seamless Accelerator and Leonard Street Labs and a lot of other things that are exciting for the downtown area in terms of entrepreneurship.
Hey, Sandra, this is Tom Kelly. Wasn't there a major push in downtown Grand Rapids with Meyer and Farcia and Steelcase and some others around the Internet of Things? Is that still thriving? Are they doing a lot with that?
Yes. That's a lot of what, like, Start Garden and Seamless Accelerator are into. They're working on that particular idea. And Internet of Things, you know, is very complicated. It means, it's like saying biotechnology. It can mean so very much.
Yeah.
And so it is a rather broad and general term, and it's being explored in a lot of different ways. But they are doing a lot of that with Start Garden and Seamless Accelerator.
To your point, though, Cal, having visited Grand Rapids recently, I can say that's a happening city. When you go down to that place that's going on there, it's kind of like the same thing as downtown Detroit in a sense of the exciting building and the activities that are going on.
Yeah, it's definitely happening over there. I think that as Michiganders, I don't think we crow enough about some of the other spots in the state and let people know that there's a lot going on in the state and a lot of, you know, potential and opportunity. And that's one of the things that I wanted to bring out for Sandra at this time.
You know, one of the things I want to touch on, Sandra, and Tom brought this up in a break, and I wanted to get to this point, is that there's a very special trade show that's going on coming up in Germany
this week. Yeah, everybody left. So there's it's called Hanover Messe. It's the largest industrial trade show in the world. We just left our contingent with 8 local companies. To put it in perspective, we've been doing this about 10 years, maybe 11 years now. Mm-hmm. I lose track of all the time. But in that time, we've generated our companies over $558 million in contracts from these missions. That is a staggering amount, because these are small and medium businesses who maybe have never exported before in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we've generated $500 million.
Wow.
Really impressive.
Have you been able to do that kind of thing as well out there on the West Side with the small business?
I don't have some statistics related to that, because a lot of times the companies that I'm working with are much smaller. They're not quite to the export point yet.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
I do know that there has been, especially Grand Rapids, with the right place, there really has been a push to do a lot of the overseas missions trips. I don't think it happens quite so much in the Kalamazoo area, but definitely in the Grand Rapids area.
Yeah.
I know several companies that I have worked with, though, have been doing work outside of the country, in Germany in particular.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think they might be over there on that trade mission this week, because they have talked about some trade shows that they were going to be doing over in Germany this time of year.
Sandra Cochran is with us. We're talking with her she's a technology business consultant with a small business development center at Grand Valley State University. I'm wondering about the subject of drawing or enticing businesses from overseas and out of the country to come into your area. What's going on with that, Sandra, in the West?
Oh, you've got me on a topic I'm not very well versed in.
Okay.
That'd be more kind of traditional economic development kinds of activities, and I'm not sure what, like, the right place is. Battle Creek Unlimited and Southwest Michigan First would be some of those organizations working in that space. Of course, they're always interested in bringing companies over. We've got
and
nice
you just got a great big one. On that side, Sandra, you just got a great big win with the MEDC partnered, I think, with the right place to bring that huge data center
over
to the Steelcase building, little pyramid Steelcase building. And you know, that's exciting, because Michigan is a cold weather climate, actually works great for big data centers because they use a lot of energy to cool them.
All that lake effect snow is going to work.
It's finally going to work for us, right? So, if you ain't cold, you ain't nothing. So
and
that was a congratulations.
The Internet of Things idea, having data and Internet of Things, it just makes more sense to build that base of skilled workers and ancillary services. So it's a great place to put an operation like that.
Yeah, Sandra, I want you to hang on a second, okay? Because when we come back, I want to talk about the skilled workers you just mentioned. I know that Tom had been talking about AutoNation Alley and the training program that they had a grant for. And maybe talk about that issue of training people out there on the west side of the state to be able to step into those skilled positions in the technology field in particular. Back in just a moment to continue this conversation with budding businesses in the Great Lakes State.